These days we were having silence. And silence, you can't do anything to get. You have to invite it. You have to relax into it. It is a luxury that you can't buy, you can't do anything, you have to allow it. Mrs. Silence is very shy, you have to be very gentle. Very soft. And silence is always there, but you have to be available for it. And you can only be available when you are empty, relaxed, empty of your thoughts, present in the moment, available, alert. Everybody is longing for silence, for peace. But are you ready to let go of that which is in the way? You can't have silence and war at the same time. You can't have fear and love at the same time. You have to choose and stick to it. In nature, everything is as it is. It's very easy. A seed can become a flower very easy. It happens by itself. But man can be a seed the whole life, without flowering. Because all seeds, and everybody is born a seed, but this seed is afraid to let go. At least now I'm a seed. Who knows what will happen if I let go? Who knows what will happen if I melt? Who knows what will happen if I break? So the world is full of seeds, but not many flowers. So So that is the courage of the seed. As a human, to allow oneself to grow. Growth is a transformation. Then you can't be the old. You have to grow. You have to break the old. So how come it's not easy for man? Because they are also part of nature. For the whole nature, it's very easy, it's effortless. Why is it so difficult for human beings? Because of the mind. The mind can be a blessing and it can be a curse. If you use it as your own, like your ego, then it's a curse. If you use it as part of the whole, then it's intelligence. Then you understand. And then you can let go. And also for the seed, it's very difficult to let go because you need a safe place. You need a good soil to grow. That's why nothing will happen if there is no love, if there is no warmth. Then you can't relax then. And that's where the transformation happens with love. And it happens effortlessly. Up till then, maybe you have struggled. But then it's a relaxation because you trust something bigger. Then in the growth, many things will happen, many things will change. You won't even recognize who you were yesterday. All what you thought was so important will suddenly be gone. Now you start remembering again. It's very easy to forget. It's very easy to forget, and then you get stuck on something that you have done thousands and thousands of times before, which again becomes very important. And you forget why you are here, to expand. Then if this growth happens in a good soil, in a good climate, then flowers will come. Then it's springtime. In the spring, flowers will come. You have nothing to do then, if you relax. Then the sun comes, and then the sun, even the sun will kiss you then. Then it's again, it's a new transformation. Up till now you've been just growing underneath the ground. Now you're coming above the ground now. You feel the sun. It's a totally different life. Everything you knew that you thought was so safe, it's gone now. You only knew how it was in the darkness, in your mind, in your desires, in your dreams. Now, when you have come above the ground and felt the sun and seen the blue sky, and you can see forever, then a totally different trust. Now you know from your own experience that anything can happen. Not only anything, you could never dream about it. How can the plant dream about that when it's in the darkness? Everything is damp and cold and dark. You can believe that it's possible to be above and see the blue sky and the sun and the stars and feel the wind, it's impossible. It's impossible for the plant. What to say about the seed? And that's why people don't want to listen to the Buddhas. They crucify them because they make them annoyed. This is not possible. Then, when you have become a flower, then the fragrance comes by itself. The fragrance of the flower. That is the four steps of the plants, of the flowers, and also of human beings. But the fragrance of the flower, it belongs to a different dimension. No, you can't even see the flower. You can see, you can touch the fragrance. You can't even touch, you can't even see it. It just comes, suddenly it's there and then it's gone. No, you have to be very, very alert, very sensitive and alert to catch it. And that's what alert people do. When they catch it, then they stop everything and they just smell, no? They just feel. They are just totally available. But the seed can't be like that. Welcome to Satsang. May everybody flower. That is spring, no? It's happening all around you, no? Spring is happening. And in some mysterious way, things are flowering by themselves. Everything what is needed is available. But we're so used to look in all different places. No? Maybe that will make me happy. Maybe this will make me happy. Maybe if I do this, maybe if I go there. Beloved Master, I'm happy, happy, happy to be back. It's been a year since last time. This fall I was doing a 2-week Who is in process in Corfu with Ganga and Avikal. It was such a great process for me. I kept returning to it since it really keeps me on the path. And it teaches me freedom within the structure. I spent almost the full 2 weeks working with the koan. What is truth? It was the right key for my lock, and many things released their grip. And I learned through experience the meaning of prayer in a really sacred moment. I often dream and remember a lot of the nightly activity Since my dreams are clear and vivid, and some are filled with a special quality of deeper connection and understanding. That's how it is. Some is like that. You have dreams, and then you have signs and visions. Dreams, when people talk about dreams, it's just chaos. Oh, today I had this bad dream because I watched a horror movie, you know? That is normal. It's just chaos. Influence. The deeper you go, the more clean the dreams will be. And some people, they have worked a lot with dreams before. They're more sensitive to this channel of understanding. So that means they can learn a lot through their dreams. And if they are with the master, then that can come a lot through the dreams. Different people have worked different ways. I often dream and remember a lot of the nightly activities since my dreams are clear and vivid, and some are filled with the special quality of deeper connection and understanding. This was a dream I had during this Satori process. Yeah, and when you are in a deep process with yourself, of course, then you are deeper than the normal mind. Because any process is a sign that now I'm ready to look deeper at yourself, at myself. And that's why we have this question when new people come: are you ready to look at yourself? You have to fill out, are you ready to look at yourself? Then many people, they haven't thought about that. If you are conscious, then you want to look at yourself. You want to know yourself. You know, you want to go deeper. You want to find out. But many people, they have never thought about it. They might come from some other reasons, like a tourist looking. No, this is not for tourists. This is if you want to go deep. So when you are in this process, then more clean dreams can come. That is not on the surface of the mind. I was your bodyguard, and I was feeling a bit worried about a drunk, rude man who was approaching us on a small road. You must have started coming in, feeling some strength and being my bodyguard. That's good. You know, bodyguards, they have to be ready to give their life. That's what bodyguards are. They have to be ready to give their life. Otherwise, what is the point? When you see the bullet comes, you are ready to throw yourself there. That is what the bodyguard is. I was your bodyguard, and I was feeling a bit worried about this drunk, rude man who was approaching us on a small road. I tried the best to put myself between you and this rude man, but it was impossible to keep up with you, since you just kept on changing sides of the roads the whole time. That's what I'm teaching you. No, you have the courage to come a little closer. Then I will test you more then. How good bodyguard are you? One of those who only wants to go on the left side? Or you ready to go everywhere? Then you have to be quick then. Who is quickest? That's how a good master is training you. It was impossible to keep up with you since you kept on changing sides of the road the whole time. No, it is possible. It's not impossible. But you have to be dedicated. Otherwise, it's impossible. And you didn't seem the least a bit worried about anything. And I felt like a very unskilled bodyguard. Yes. I have nothing to be worried about. Only you have. The bodyguard has the problem. Because if you're a good bodyguard, then you have maybe to lose your life then. And a good master, he trusts totally the bodyguard. He can relax. The bodyguard is there. And this is almost gone now from the world. Yeah, you have bodyguards, but they are bodyguards because of money, because of power, because of position. They have totally forgotten to be a bodyguard for somebody out of respect, out of love, out of devotion, out of surrender. That is totally forgotten. In the old days in Japan, then they really had good bodyguards, no? All the samurais were ready to die for the emperor. There is no doubt. They all the time meditated on death, because it's this instant, and you have to. When you were fighting with swords that can chop your head off, you had to be very alert. You didn't have a second chance. You were so used to dying any moment, and that's why they became very, very good, because they had to be very alert. They couldn't have any fear, because fear is in the mind. They were great meditators to be in the moment. You can't be a good warrior if the mind is there, because the mind thinks. And you have to act spontaneously. And nothing is better than to act conscious, spontaneously, in the face of death. Because that is the ultimate fear. It was impossible to keep up with you since you kept on changing sides on the road the whole time. And you didn't seem the least bit worried about anything. And I felt like a very unskilled lifeguard, a bodyguard. Even in this life, I was a bodyguard for my master, and it taught me a lot. And I was ready to give my life. Then you get a different strength then. You can't be afraid. Even in this life, I was a samurai. A very good training. You can have all kinds of little fears, but if you win over that, then you have no fear then. After passing this rude man without any mishaps, of course there was not any mishaps. Even the rude man was afraid. Rude man, it means the mind also. No, you have to be rude. You are rude. The only thing that the rude man gets more afraid is when he sees somebody who is fearless. Then you gave me a big saddle to carry. Yes, you still need to carry something. I have to exhaust you to see how strong you are. I have to test you. No, you are with me. No, how much are you ready to carry? Let's see. No, you have taken that decision. It means no, you are ready for anything now. Oh my God, I thought, my master wants to go riding and I don't feel safe around horses. Yes, this master wants to do anything. You have to be ready. And especially if you find out that you're afraid of something, then we're definitely going to do it. Again and again. I don't feel safe around horses. You were walking ahead with your long legs very vigorously, and I was struggling with this big saddle behind, trying to keep up somehow, realizing that I would just do about anything to serve you. That's the thing, just about anything. Why? Where's the limit? Did you think about that? Poonam, did you think about that? Huh? Just about anything. Where is the limit? You didn't think about that. You did. And where is the limit then? Just about anything. Where does it stop? You even have to forget the heart if the master says, this heart is the emotional heart, the master knows better. That's just about anything, you still want to be in control. That doesn't work, then it will be conflict then. The master is your own heart. You are waking up your heart through the master's heart, then who are you going to listen to? Your mind, your heart is still polluted by the mind. Then? They always had stories like this in the past. The master said, do this, do that, just to test. And Milarepa, he was jumping out from the mountain. What do you think his heart said? Or going into a burning building. What do you think his heart said? Don't you think the heart and the mind and everything said that the mind, this master is crazy? I'm going to die? So what? I'm going to die sometime. This is, very few people have this dedication. Don't fool yourself. At least now we started in your dream. It's a good beginning, Poonam. And you're coming closer. You said here in the beginning, I'm happy, happy, happy to be back. It's been a year since last time. Yes, where have you been? Yeah. A lot can happen very quickly. It depends where you look. What are you doing? Wake up. If you are a disciple, nothing is more precious than to be with the master. But you still have your own ideas. Even with realizing that I would just do about anything to serve you. Then it's a problem. It's much easier when you just put it straight, I do anything, then it's clean then. Then I know. Then if you don't do anything, then I will remind you, hey, wake up. But since I associated horses with bad experiences, I didn't want to get hurt. No, this is the thing. You didn't want to get hurt. Who cares if you get a little hurt or bruised? You are with your master. Wake up. What could be more far out than to go riding with the master? Huh? I need my suit of armor, my helmet, in case I fall off. No, enjoy. And if you fall off and crack your head, what better way to go? Yahoo! Catch up a bit here. Have some fun. If I get hurt, you destroy the whole fun. You are busy thinking about getting hurt. The master wants to take you riding. That is exactly how the mind is. That's how you are. This can be anybody's story. You can play it safe, or you can, but then it's no fun then. But since I associated horses with bad experiences, I didn't want to get hurt. I was worried inside, but I didn't protest out loud. Anyway, I was too busy trying to keep up with you. That's good. At least I keep you busy, because then you can think so much. That's why all these things are good to do, all the meditation. Go on, go on, go on. Be busy. Till one day, you don't need to be busy. And I don't need to keep you busy either. You can just relax. I was too busy trying to keep up with you, carrying this heavy saddle with my knees shaking from the strain. Yes. But this is the thankless work of the master. He has to push you beyond your limits. Then you will complain then on the way. But you will just get stronger. We came to a stable, quite large stable, which you very quickly, swiftly entered through the wide open doors. Oh no, oh no, I thought, not the stable. But I couldn't protest to you, and I realized that I would even saddle a horse for you, in spite of the fear that made me cold with sweat. That's good. The only way to go beyond the fear is to be ready to meet it. And if anybody can show you that you can go beyond it, it is your master. I expected this stable to be full of horses, and still I entered in after you, only to realize that you brought me there to show me that this table was empty. Yes, you expected. You was afraid. you were worried. But after all that, this table was empty. This table was empty. What was all that fuss about? This table is empty. And it is always empty. Vitto without horses is empty. Meditate on it. It's empty. Thank you, Master of Hearts, for showing me what is real. Thank you for giving me the answer to my koan. What is truth? Truth is, this table is empty. The Master can give you the answer very easy. But even if he say, it doesn't go in because there's so much other things there. He has to repeat himself again and again and again and again. And maybe one time it will go in and make roots so you understand. And that's why experience is so valuable. You have to do heavy things. You have to be tested. You have to go against your tiredness, your fear. How much are you willing? Or are you just wishy-washy? One moment then that, and next moment something else. Then again some dreams and some dramas. And I'm so happy for my name. It reminds me to remember the full moon, even in a cloudy night. And I hope I will mirror you and a few of the mysterious rays from Dharma Mountain to the people I meet. I love you, Poonam. Yes. The more and more available you are, the more you will reflect the rays. And some people, they will get attracted to the rays. And then you will say, come here. That's how you should do. Only those people who are attracted, you should bring here. It's a good dream, but now make it real. Because I was wondering also, Poonam, why it took so long. 1 year, you said, and you're so happy, happy, happy. Sometimes we have to do many things, but no, it's enough now. All these processes, who am I, Vipassana, inquiry, we have here also. No need to go anywhere, everything is provided. And the Master is beyond any technique. If we do chanting, or if we do gibberish, or if we do who am I, or if we stand on our heads, we can start that also. Dhamma Mitra, he can stand on his head, we can get him. It's something for everybody. Even crystals, we have. Crystal is good also. Ha, ha, ha. It's very good. And if I could have a flying saucer UFO, I will have it out on the lawn here. They will come, but that would be cool. I would love to go to Brazil with the flying saucer. With some of my old friends. But then you have to be, you can't be afraid of flying then. What to say about horses? You can't be afraid of flying. So this is the thing, no, you go here and there, and this is how the mind always look for something, even after you have taken sannyas, even after you have found the master, you still go on. It's natural. Till one day you wake up. If you're available, you don't go on. It's just a sign that still you haven't found. That's why love and this connection is important. You don't go anywhere if you have the connection. It's impossible. I could never leave my master. If if you are married, you are married. It's no problem. You are happy married. If you're not happy married, then you get divorced. No problem. We have no paperwork, no nothing. Just go. Just see how it is. No problem. But it's an inner thing. You don't go for a disciple is the most important, the most valuable thing, to be with the master. And what to say, or doing who am I and Satori process here, where you have also satsang. No, be gentle, Poonam. No, the love is there. You were available. I took you. You were even ready to go riding, and the stable was empty. And it is empty. You know, emptiness, this is the Buddha, he was talking about shunyata, emptiness. That was the highest. Empty. And it's very beautiful because you have other parts, they talk about ananda, bliss, ecstasy. So you have always the two different. You have truth, which is more male, dry, and love, which is more feminine, soft, warm. So this is just the yin and yang of truth. So Buddha, he talked about emptiness. This is very beautiful. It's less to hold on to, on the path. The ego, no, ego wants emptiness. They feel very uncomfortable with emptiness. So in that way, he takes, the Buddha already take it away in the beginning. This meditation, this enlightenment, it won't give you anything. It will be empty. Shunyata. Nirvana. Everything gone. Then they think, why should I go? Just empty? An ego can't understand that. He wants more. Bliss he can understand. Joy he can understand. Ananda he can understand. Because, no, I will be more happy, I will be blissful. But it's the same thing, it's just two different things to say it. Two different ways to talk about the same thing. It's like yin and yang talking about. It's the same thing. Yin and yang is the same, exactly the same. Dark and one side, light. I would say empty blissfulness or blissful emptiness. Because you say, no, you came to the stable, it was empty. But that emptiness gives you happiness for the first time. Because happiness comes when you go. When you go, happiness comes, emptiness comes. Then for the first time you come as consciousness. This is the dilemma, how to talk about it. Language is not for the realm of the Buddhas. You have to be much more sensitive there. You have to be much more in tune. You have to be much more conscious. That's why the words, as long as you just listen to the words, then you can always misunderstand. You have to go beyond the words. You have to fall in tune. And you can only fall in tune by coming closer. That's why the master, the guru, have always been the most valuable for the seeker, for the sannyasin, for the disciple. Because it goes beyond all technique. You have to do a lot and seek there and try this technique and try till you get the ultimate technique that is beyond all techniques. There's nothing you can do. No, just sit. That happens, then it happens on a different level. That doesn't mean that you can't do anything. You can do anything, but then it becomes much more effortless. You are not so involved. Get involved, Poonam. No, you also enjoy it now. Different things. This is the thing here. First, you fall in love with truth. Dhammam sharanam gacchami. You hear the sounds of truth. Ah, something that doesn't belong to this kind of level, you hear the message of the Buddhas. That is the beginning. Something gets stirred up. Seeking happens. Then when it becomes more real, then Sangam. Charanam Gacchami. No, I go. First you go to the truth, then you go to the commune of the Buddha, then you go to the commune of the seekers of truth. That's where you have to work on your past, your habits, your ego. Because then it's going to be tested on. No, maybe you even have to surrender not only to the master but to some fools that tell you to do this and that. Then all your resistance will come up. That is the second. No, you are show that you want to be involved. That's why it's safe to read the books, to study the holy books, to do the techniques. But when you get involved in the Sangam, in the Buddha field, in the commune, then you will be tested and purified. And that is the second. The third, then Buddham Sharanam Gacchami. No, you just fall in tune with the Master, with the Buddha. No, you have shown that you are available, you are ready, you've been tested. Then it doesn't matter then. Then we can sit or we can go riding. Thank you, Master, for showing me what is real. Thank you for giving me the answer to my koan. What is truth? Truth is this table is empty. But it's not even enough that I tell you or you read it. I have to show you. In some mysterious way, I have to take you there. You see with your own eyes. Anything you like to say or ask?
Maybe one thing.
Yeah.
I'm very curious about if you can tell us something about when Osho died.
First thing, he didn't really die. That's the first thing. It was a total shock. But like everything, for me, with him, it was just a beautiful... He was a very tricky guy, you know. So he taught to the very last moment. And what was very extraordinary for me, which was immensely beautiful, was that he had shown me how to really live beautifully. And then he left his body and he showed me how to die beautifully. So he showed me how to live beautiful, and he showed me also how to die beautiful. Then what more can you do then? You live beautiful, you die beautiful. And that's what I saw when I was with him there, when he left his body. Even after he was so-called dead, he was teaching me. You live in truth and you die in truth. Live in love, you die in love. In fact, then there is no dying, the only truth. You can take away both life and death, and only truth is, only love is. And that's become the real, not everything else, not life or death, only truth, only love. Then that is what will shine. Everything else is like a dream. There is a different way of living and there is a different way of dying. That's what my master showed me. And that is the possibility what the master can do if you listen, if you are available. But that needs totality. Not only up to there, but totally available. Otherwise, how can everything be shown? The door to the temple is love. Have love, you have everything. Have not love, you have nothing. Love is opening the gate. Because it's the most intimate. That's why love, I say love goes beyond any technique. You have love, you don't need anything more. And don't you understand, and you don't look. In fact, you have forgotten everything. It's effortless. You just know. This is the right. This is my place. There is a feeling like no other. You just know with every pore of your body and your mind and your heart. That this is the right. then it doesn't matter what we do, where we go. It is the togetherness, the intimacy, that does everything. Shanti.